This is KUT. The first class of the new Dell Medical School at UT Austin begins its first day of orientation today. Students will begin their first official day of class on July 5th. But this has been many years in the making, and local healthcare and education leaders say this is the beginning of an effort to close some of the healthcare gaps in Austin. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
The Dell Medical School's incoming students and faculty, as well as donors and local partners, met at one of the school's brand new buildings on Sunday. Now that classes are finally starting, this project, which was years in the making, is kicking into full gear. The creation of the school was approved in part by voters in the Central Health Taxing District back in November 2012. UT President Greg Fenves says it was time the university got its own medical school.
We have outstanding medical schools throughout the state, and all of them in the UT system. But Austin is the largest city in the United States without a medical school, and that was part of the vision to bring back medicine to the University of Texas and bring medicine now to this incredible, dynamic metropolitan area in Central Texas, and that's what we are doing.
Even though the school is starting off with a really small class, just 50 students, the school has some big goals. For one, the school wants to change how people get health care in Central Texas. A big focus will be on providing better care to people in the community who don't have health insurance. And that goal is part of the buy-in from taxpayers. Voters decided 4 years ago to pay higher property taxes, about $35 million a year, to help subsidize the school and its mission. Democratic State Senator Kirk Watson said, as this project could not have happened without local taxpayers.
Our people are thoughtful and optimistic about their needs, goals, and desires, including the needs, goals, and desires of their neighbors, some of which may not have as much as they do.
And Patricia Young Brown, the CEO of Central Health, says that's why the school will be more than just an educational institution.
This is not an academic exercise that we're going through. This is real world problem solving day to day. What are we facing here, and how can the Dell Medical School help us solve those problems? And as was mentioned earlier, I expect that those solutions then bring solutions for other communities and other parts of the world.
Besides tackling barriers to healthcare created by lack of insurance, Brown says the school's goal is also to help ease the state's doctor shortage. She says, especially here in Austin, a city that's been growing at a rapid pace, there needs to be more doctors ready to work here. And even though Dell Medical is starting small this year, the school hopes to train a new slate of physicians for years to come. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.